Welcome to episode 3 of our trilogy. This is the final episode.
No, it's not.
This is a trilogy just like Twilight.
Why did I trust you to do this?
I had oatmeal today.
Okay, go.
Okay, hey everyone. Welcome to 2 Servings of Fruit. I'm Liam.
I'm Chase.
Today we're going to be talking about hookup culture in the gay community. Not the straight community, because I couldn't tell you one thing about what goes on in that world. But we also have something really exciting to introduce.
Okay, so we're just going to try like a few things here and there at the start of our show just to see what kind of works.
We are in the experimental stages. Yeah. Very experimental.
In the show and sexually.
Yep. We're exploring. Well, actually, you know what? I don't want to make a joke before I tell you what my WSOTW is. Weird shit of the week. WSOTW. Yeah.
That's what it's called. Weird shit of the week.
Yeah, our segment is called Weird Shit of the Week. Basically, we've both come to this meeting with a news story of the last week that we thought was really weird.
And there are no rules besides it needs to be weird and from within the last week.
Yes, our time. Because there's a bit of a time delay.
All of our listeners in Australia?
Yeah.
Oh, or you mean because we're not going to post this
for like a week or two? We're not showing it right. Yeah, it's not coming out right away.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so this is a bit of a blast from the past.
For everyone, not just Australians.
Yeah, not just Australians. Okay. We also have a jingle. And now silence for the jingle.
You're really an editing wizard, all of these cues. Yeah. You've ever seen this week. Yeah, welcome to Weird Shit of the Week. The week. Okay, so Liam's scrambling.
I'm ready.
For content.
I'm actually ready to go. Awkward. Awkward alert.
Yeah, okay. So Liam can go first, I think. Or should I go first? I feel like yours will be weirder just because you're weirder.
Wait, I actually didn't fully read this one. I just found this one.
Oh, okay. Okay, he's ready. He's prepared.
Okay, yeah. I'm ready.
Are you gonna go first?
I'm ready. Okay, so my weird shit of the week is this headline from page 6, which says, Brandy Glanville tells embattled Army Hammer he can have her ribcage. So.
Oh my god.
So in this story.
Wow, this is kind of. Pop culture-y, but...
It's kind of, I think, weird as fuck.
It is weird as fuck, but I actually just this
heard
morning,
about this?
Just this morning, found out about all the Army Hammer stuff, so this is really fresh for me.
Okay, well, all I know is apparently Army Hammer is a cannibal, and Brandy Glanville kind of likes it. She said, Dear at Army Hammer, you can have my ribcage, heart emoji. How do you just keep getting hotter and harder? Hashtag, let's barbecue.
Oh my god, Brandy, what the fuck?
Yeah, so, Brandy Glanville, 48.
Hotter and harder?
Hotter and hotter.
Oh, you said hotter and harder.
Oh, whoopsies.
And, Hashtag barbecue?
Hashtag let's BBQ.
Let's barbecue my ribcage. Have you heard about all the Army Hammer stuff?
All I've heard, I saw a bunch of pictures of like screenshots of recorded or of conversations with him where apparently he was like, I want to eat your heart.
Yeah, that's what I saw. Like, kink, that was his like kink.
Is just eating people? I don't think he's actually eating anyone.
No, but his kink is like
eating
super,
people.
Like dominant. Like, he mentioned like. And all that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's a little weird. I mean,
and now
the cannibal part's a little weird too.
Yeah, but I'm telling you that there's more than just this story. This story just includes Brandy.
Is this just the tip of the iceberg?
Yeah, there's all sorts of allegations coming out now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And his wife commented on it.
Saying
basically she does not know what like, who that man is.
Really?
Like, she's, like, so appalled. She's like, he never...
I wonder if it's real.
...did this.
I really do wonder if, like, it's real.
Like, to her.
I just know Brandy Glanville never misses an opportunity to hit home.
She looks like the Joker.
She looks fucked up, like, these days. She looks like... Her on Celebrity Big Brother that one year? Jeez Louise.
Or the last season of Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even worse.
Oh, goodness gracious. Love that woman.
It's truly, yeah,
so that is a weird shit of the week. Brandy Glanville wants to be eaten by Armie Hammer.
Yeah, that's a weird one. Mine's less, like, timely.
I had some other ones, too, but this one was pretty cool.
Mine?
That's my
iced coffee. Do you mind?
I just wanted to do that.
Are you done with the sound effects of you drinking coffee? This is my story. Headline. This chameleon.
You know what? Actually, I think I read this story.
Did you?
Yeah, this was one of my options.
This one's funny. Now you've ruined it.
No, I want to hear it still.
This chameleon may be the world's tiniest reptile. But, oh. Video's playing. Stop. I should just start over. This chameleon may be the world's tiniest reptile, but its genitals are huge.
Okay.
That's so funny.
See, I didn't actually read this. I just read that headline, so I don't actually know.
Well,
how,
to give you some context,
like, proportionally, it's huge. Like, he has, like, a giant wang.
Yeah. Okay. It says, despite the animal's small stature, which is for a male 20 millimeters,
uh-huh,
which is less than an inch, right?
Yeah.
Despite its small stature, the male had large, apparently fully developed hemipenes?
What's a hemipene?
A hemipene is a pair of penises.
Yeah, two. Wow.
Yeah, and they measure 2.5 millimeters when fully exposed, which I think is just proportionately...
Like, that's like over 10% of his length.
Yeah.
Is wiener. Yeah. Wow. Is this just a weird lizard, or is it, like, this? All these lizards
this
are like
this? This is the species.
This species just has a major...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder how big a blue whale's wiener is. Like, opposite
Should
end
I
of the spectrum?
Up?
Yeah, real quick. It's probably, like, at least, I don't know. How long is a blue whale?
Blue whale penis.
Oh, ew. Jeez. Why does it look like a bone? Jeez. Jeez Louise, that's gnarly. Yeah, I don't know why I wanted to see that, actually.
You mean yours doesn't look like that?
Yeah, I can personally say no.
Oh, that one was thin.
It looks like a...
World's largest penis collection.
It looks like a joint.
Do you want to go?
Where is it? It's probably in Denmark or somewhere weird.
Iceland.
Oh my god, come on. I said Denmark.
No, yeah, pretty close.
That's pretty close.
I was supposed to go to Iceland. That was one of my stops.
Iceland would have that. So yeah, that was your weird shit of the week.
Yeah, that was my weird shit of the week. Hopefully it's audible through the immature laughter. But yeah.
Yeah, tell me you're 10 years old without telling me you're 10 years old.
This podcast. That was weird shit of the week, which we'll probably do a few more times.
Yeah, we'll just
while
see.
While we just, like, experiment with different segments for
the show. We'll just see what's up. We'll just see
show.
What's weird.
Yeah, anyways.
Our main topic of discussion, hookup culture. And I have culture in squiggle underlines on my notes.
Why is
my
that?
Notes.
Why?
Just because I feel like the word culture implies so much.
Did you just want to leave it there? Did you want to explain?
I was just going
to
drop that bomb.
Yeah, just leave it.
Yeah, hookup culture. Is hookup a culture?
What's your cultural background?
Hookup. Well, you know why I was actually going to... This makes sense once we get to talking here. But I also have my notes here. Grindr merch. So if there's merchandise, like art...
But that doesn't make it a culture.
It's like a cultural thing, though.
I think it is a culture,
which
but...
Which lends itself to me
merch
thinking maybe...
Merch could also
maybe,
just mean it's a product.
Oh, sex sells. Sex sells. Tapping my
I think
head.
It's a business, really.
Sex a business. Hey, what business? Anyways.
I thought there was more.
Yeah, I thought so too, and I just stopped. So, just right off the bat, what are your thoughts on hookup culture?
I feel like you should be leading us off because you're single.
Well, I don't hook up.
Yeah,
that's true. The thing is, I've never been into hookups. I don't love it. I'd rather go on a date and just see where it goes on the first date. I'm like, don't get me wrong. It's not like I'm hard to get, but I don't want to say I'm easy. My thoughts on hookup culture are relatively neutral. Like, I'm just not really a part of it.
I just think as the single person, you're more in hookup culture than me. On the apps.
I am on the apps. The trifecta.
What's the trifecta?
Hinge, Tinder, and Grindr.
Is the trifecta?
I don't know. I just wanted a third one.
Oh, okay. Bumble is more popular than Hinge.
Do people go on Bumble? How does Bumble work if you're two guys?
Because anyone can start the combo.
So then it's just Tinder.
Yeah.
I've never been on Bumble. I don't really get it.
They should have it so the tops send the message.
Jesus Christ.
Because all tops are masculine and all bottoms are feminine.
Sarcastic warning. Yeah, I feel like, honestly, I don't really go on them too much just because I live in the suburbs and it's boring. If I lived in New York City, I'm sure I'd be going insane and just be...
hooking up with everyone?
No, but just, like, checking, just swiping for days. Like, I run out of people Tinder literally in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And I don't match with any of them. So, let's just say, hookup culture might also not be very accepting of me.
Yeah, I'm pretty neutral, too. Like, do your thing, you know? I feel so far removed at this point.
That's true. It's been years and years and years.
It's been years since I've been on the apps. But when I was on the apps, I was a bit of a...
H-O-E?
Yeah. Oh my god, with the coffee.
What? People want to hear it.
People
want to hear it.
No one wants to hear it. Yeah, I was no stranger to a hookup, and...
That's a good way to put it, because you know what's funny is that you hook up with a stranger. No stranger to a hookup.
I got it.
That's pretty...
intentional.
Shakespeare!
But that's also how I met the person I've been with for 4 years now.
Oh yeah!
On one of those apps.
That's so sweet. So, you know, it's not just about hookups, it's about... I feel like sometimes hookup culture is bad in the way that people are... commodified, but also it leads to beautiful relationships.
I want to say that, like, I don't judge people for hooking up.
No,
me and like either. If that's your thing, like, okay, but there are lots of things about hookup culture that I think is bad.
Yeah
I don't think you're bad for hooking up, but like, hookup culture has a lot of things that are toxic. Like,
first of all, the prospect of meeting up with a stranger just after exchanging locations, essentially, is like...
Literally exact location.
Literally, like, hey, this is exactly where I am, and I'm alone.
Literally.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Murderer alert!
Yeah, I feel like when you're in it, though, like, it just doesn't feel...
Literally, I get now, it's like, back in the day, I remember being a child, and people were like, everyone on the internet is a stranger, and they're lying to you.
Yeah.
And now it's like, everyone's on the internet, so obviously, everyone can't be lying.
Therefore, I can send this Grindr man my location.
I mean, it's good now that, like, you have to get, like, verified on Tinder. Or you don't have to, but, like...
It's better.
Like, also, it just makes you look cooler. Like, anytime you're verified, it's like, oh, you got a blue checkmark.
Have you been verified on anything but Tinder?
No.
So, anytime you get verified is really just this one time on Tinder.
Well, yeah, but I feel like if you're verified on Twitter, it's like, whoa, that person's professional. Or if you're verified on Instagram, it's like, whoa, that person is rich. And if you're verified on TikTok, it's like, whoa, I don't know, that person is good at dancing.
Yeah.
I also don't know what exactly verification on TikTok would mean, or even Instagram.
It's just like celebrities, like... to verify that you're a professional or a celebrity or you're famous. So no one can... So Kim Kardashian doesn't have to compete with the Kim Kardashian one for the attention.
Well, the good news is I am verified in Langley. on Tinder. No one is
local celebrity.
Local celebrity. Liam Ponzana.
Will there be one episode where you say your name normally and properly on the first time?
No. One thing I think is bad is that people kind of rely on things like PrEP to just say, yeah, I can now have sex with absolutely anything. And STDs are still real.
Yeah, it's. I mean, like, PrEP is a good thing because they would. A lot of PrEP them would. Is a good a lot thing. Of them would still be having unprotected sex without PrEP.
Yeah.
So, like, it's another line of defense.
From the LOD.
I've never taken PrEP.
I've never taken PrEP, but I just don't have sex. So, I'm just.
Abstinence. Abstinence I'm is the abstinent. Best protection.
Yes, I'm abstinent. Or celibate. Actually, don't say celibate because then I could be an incel. And I'm not an incel. I'm a V-cell, voluntarily celibate.
And a vegan.
No, I'm vegetarian.
Pescatarian. Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. I was thinking of getting beef just one day soon. I haven't had that in a long time.
I'm not the vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian. I think I want beef.
I just want to see what would happen.
Is this like a hookup culture reference?
Yeah, beefy man. I'm going to go out there and get my beefy man.
Yeah, I don't know. Unprotected sex is stupid.
Unprotected sex is dangerous.
Unless you trust the person 100% and they've been checked and you've been checked and you're in a committed relationship.
Yep. Using, yep.
Otherwise, why risk it?
Amen. But also, I was just going to say, I think all the hookup sex is just always subpar.
I had good once. Once.
Once.
Yeah.
Not selling me on it.
Not great odds. I love us doing a whole episode on hookup culture when I'm in a long-term relationship and you are abstinent.
I'm a virgin. God, no. Can you imagine if I was 22 years old and a virgin?
Well, don't shame people. Like, don't
I'm just talking about me specifically.
Whatever floats your boat, everyone, if you want to wait till marriage.
If you want to wait till marriage, then you're a pussy.
Good luck. Okay, what's another bad thing about hookup culture? Oh, drugs.
Oh my God. Drugs are so scary. Like, the drugs that people talk about. I didn't know for the longest time that PNP meant meth. And I was literally like...
Does it mean meth?
I watched a Vox documentary that said meth.
I thought it just meant, like, poppers. Is poppers meth?
I don't think so. I don't know what poppers are.
I thought it just meant, like, not that I think you should do poppers, but, like, I think you shouldn't, but... I thought it meant... Poppers, and that's, like, more desensitized in my brain than meth.
I don't know what poppers are exactly, but I think they're legal. Aren't they legal?
Popper is a slang term given broadly to drugs of the chemical class that are inhaled. So that could be...
Anything?
A lot of things.
What does that mean?
What the hell?
I know Charlie XCX likes poppers. Did Charlie XCX co-opt poppers?
Well, like, it's kind of an issue. A lot of these, like, pop stars that are celebrated by gays that are more, like, alternative, like, less mainstream, like Charlie XCX, like, why are they promoting poppers?
I don't know.
Inhaling chemical drugs.
I don't know what poppers do. I know they do sex things.
Poppers relax your mouth and your...
Oh, geez.
And your...
Is that true?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Us not having any knowledge
of
this.
Well, the thing I heard, I know they're for sex.
I heard they relax your throat and your butt so you can deep throat easier.
I could throw up.
And like.
I heard someone say it was like getting, they did it one time and it said it was like getting punched in the face. And I was like,
wow.
Well, that doesn't sound fun. And meth, I also think is just so scary. Meth is so scary to me. Like, I watched a video of this man who used to do meth. And, it was scary. I was getting anxiety. I was like, I could end up, like, if someone gave me meth one time without me knowing, what if I just got addicted to meth? That is so scary.
Drugs like that in general have always...
Scared me.
Yeah. My mom made me watch a lot of intervention episodes.
For real. Those anti-drug PSAs have worked on me because
literally.
I'm scared.
Okay, here's what it says. Sniffing poppers increases blood flow to the body, giving some users a head rush that lasts for a couple of minutes, a sense of euphoria, an increased sex drive, and skin sensitivities. They also can relax the walls of the anus and vagina.
Jeez. Well, the term anus? Ugh.
Some people say that poppers make their orgasms more intense. Okay.
So it's just a sex thing. I thought there'd be like a recreational aspect to it as well.
No, it's like... just a sex thing. I guess.
So yeah, poppers aren't great.
Poppers are horrible, and they're such a normalized thing on Grindr.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never been asked.
I've been asked many times.
Really?
PNP question mark.
I thought that just meant meth. But then I was like, there's a lot of people doing meth.
Yeah, I think it means paupers.
I also don't even know.
But regardless, it's drugs and hookup culture just being normal. I know that that's a lot of people do cocaine on Grindr, like when they hook up with people.
Oh, really? Well, the thing is, if you think about it, alcohol is a drug that's kind of normalized. If you're like talking about like people who like go to the club and like meet up with someone, like,
yeah.
I have made out with someone drunk. So
I know, I was there.
Yeah. He wasn't cute.
I'll post a video on our Instagram at Two Servings Pod.
Never delete that forever.
Pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID. And by pre-COVID, we mean a month ago. No, I'm just kidding. I wish I was at the club a month ago.
Yeah.
But, like, that's technically still part of hookup culture, I would say, is, like, drinking.
Drinking, yeah. I mean, the whole substance abuse in general, not a good idea. I'm gonna fucking throw that coffee in the garbage, and I'm the one who bought it for you. I'm gonna throw it away. I don't care.
Thank you. Yeah, drugs and hookup culture, very bad, very scary. Also, there is one thing, I guess, that's kind of good about the prevalence, I would say, maybe, of hookup culture, is that it is also part of a defining community moment for gay
people.
That
is such a nice way to put something that's not nice.
Well, everyone is engaged on Grindr.
But no one is nice on Grindr. It's not like it's fostering a community of like, hey, what's up, girl? Like, you know?
I've just complimented people who aren't my type on Grindr, like who I know were not my type.
Yeah.
And I would just say, hey.
Yeah, Liam, that's nice. That's nice. No one else does that.
I think, well, they've been nice back, so.
It's, yeah, but overall, it's people looking for sex, and it's, like, a lot of, like, douchey gays.
Yeah.
Like, white also, douchey gays. There's a lot of racists on Grindr.
That is true.
And a lot of people who hate feminine gay men, and it's, like, Grindr, like, fosters that. And didn't they just recently get rid of, like,
You can't, like,
the filter.
Yeah, you can't filter by race.
Yeah, you used to be able to filter by race, which is just, like...
Yeah, literally. I do think, I guess, that. The apps maybe accentuate those kinds of things.
But yeah.
I think that all of that would exist absent Grindr.
Of course, yeah. I just think it more so creates a community for that.
To an extent, I think there's also just some meme-ness to Grindr.
Meme?
Like,
so many funny Grindr memes.
Yeah, I've had some great just people sending me something really stupid. Like, one guy told me I looked like Luca Magnotta, the gay cannibal. Oh my god.
Cannibalism. Full circle.
Wow. It wasn't Armie Hammer. He told me I looked like Luca Magnotta, and then I just like laughed and was like, yeah. Someone told me that one time, and then he said, well, maybe you should change your picture. I said, well, if I look like Luca Magnotta, changing the picture's not going to do anything.
I used to get insulted on my forehead.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What'd they say?
Five head.
Keep going.
That's what they'd usually say, or one guy said that, you could hold a football game on my forehead. Jesus. We were not messaging. That was the
just
first message
blue?
He said to me. Like, just people being dicks.
One guy said, you got a big ass head. And then I just said, lol. Because I was like, that's just kind of funny. And then he said, nudes? And I was like,
wow. Maybe he's into that.
I guess so. He likes guys with big heads. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I was just like, we're done there. I've also had just some kind of funny encounters on Grindr. Like, I've had people just, like, networking, like, truly networking on Grindr.
Oh, wow.
Like, I've seen people just be like,
that's a good idea.
Message me about real estate in your area. And it's like, what?
Remax literally, is on, like, Grindr.
Instead of bus stop ads, run ads on Grindr. But not even an ad, a profile. I've also had, like, musicians, like, local musicians be, like, just sending this to everyone, I'm guessing. Just, like, check me out on Spotify.
It's a hustle, and we respect it.
Yeah, it's a gay hustle. Amen to that. So, I guess that's a positive thing to come out of Grindr.
That whole discussion, beginning and starting with you saying it's a positive thing.
I'm trying to look for the positive in the world of Grindr. I also think it's important to mention, when we're talking about hookup culture, when we think about specific tangible things that you can actually point to in that term, I do think Grindr is one of them, just because of how...
What are the other gay dating apps?
Literally.
Scruff.
I have heard of that one. That's it.
And then, like, you can make Tinder gay, but it's just Tinder. It's not, like, specifically targeting gays.
Also, every time I talk about Grindr to straight people, and I, like, tell them something weird that happened on Grindr, they're just like, why do you have your settings set to that people are, that you're, like, matching with these people? And I'm like, yeah, that's not how it works. On
Grindr. You're thrown into the lion's den.
We should give a quick rundown of how Grindr works.
It's just profiles. It's just, how many squares is it? I don't know, 20, 30 squares?
Either way, it's just based on your location, it just shows you the people who are literally physically closest to you.
Yeah.
And you can message any of them, and they can message you.
No matching of interests or anything. No. Just whoever is close to you and can get the job done.
Yeah.
So, the only way you can stop someone from messaging you is blocking them.
Yeah. I like Grindr for attention, personally. That's about it. But I do think that is, and when I'm talking about that, I wanted to bring up this as well. Grindr has merch. And honestly,
yeah, I didn't know it's
kind of cute.
The Grindr merch?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Is this a new thing?
I think so.
You're going to get a Grindr t-shirt.
No, it's like a sweater, it's like a university sweater. And it's literally, let's see, isn't that cute? That's kind of cute.
That is cute.
Right?
Grindr has merch.
Yeah, the rest of it is stupid.
The socks are kind of cute.
But the sweater is $60. Like, no thanks.
And you don't want to walk around with Grindr on your sweater?
I think it would be kind of funny because people would, you'd be walking around and people would be like, what's that? What school is that?
It's my alma mater, Grindr. Grindr you.
Literally, because, people would just not know. They wouldn't even get it. But I think Grindr specifically is probably the biggest.
Yeah, Grindr University. Did you go to Grindr University?
Yeah.
Me
graduated,
too.
Top of my class.
Got all D's.
Oh! Funny.
I hate Grindr.
Yeah, the more I think about it and talk about it with people, the more I'm like, I actually just
it seems like such a normalized thing, and then when I, analyze it, I'm like, not normal. Quite fucked up. I know why my mother was worried about me being on this app.
I also like how there's just kind of perpetual relationship between every gay man and Grindr where they all kind of hate it and simultaneously use it.
Everyone always says that they hate Grindr,
mm-hmm.
and then they're always on Grindr, and then it says
me.
Just redownloaded Lost All Chat.
Literally me. Literally.
You put me. Lost All Chat.
No, but just
but you lose all your chats.
I don't know who I've ever spoken to.
Yeah. Do you have a bunch of people blocked?
No.
You don't block people very often?
No, not really.
I used to block a lot of people.
I have a bunch of messages I just don't open.
Well, back when I was on Grindr many moons ago.
I was going to say, please say many moons.
I used to block every guy who,
you weren't
wasn't
into?
My vibe or who, messaged me something creepy or gross or just their penis. I would block. So then it made room for
that makes
new
sense.
People.
I should start doing that.
Yeah.
One thing I will say to anyone who's contemplating using Grindr, has never used Grindr, if you get 5 messages within 2 minutes from the same person, it's you're just getting a bunch of pictures of them naked.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You don't have to open it.
Does this person have to say to me that's so important?
My God.
It's their dick.
It's literally just that. And it always looks bad.
It's never the good dicks.
No. Never. Never, never, never. But, I do wonder if there's people, I'm sure there is, but I wonder who out there is a gay person doesn't use Grindr. Or has never.
I'm sure there's a bunch of older gays that have never.
True, and I wonder, how did they ever hook up when...
Just I think the clubs.
You think so?
Yeah.
But how did you ever meet someone?
I literally don't know. Well, it used to be the norm and the expectation to meet people in person. Now I feel like people are less likely to start a conversation with you because they meet all their people online.
Literally, I would much, much rather meet someone in person, but I literally have no clue how that would, I can't even picture it.
Anytime someone tells me, one of my friends starts dating someone and I'm like, how do you guys meet? And they're like, oh, through a friend or in person. I'm always like, that doesn't exist anymore. That's a cover story. You met on Tinder.
The only people I've ever dated were from Tinder.
Yeah.
Literally everyone was from Tinder.
Yeah. So meeting in person is honestly impressive these days.
Honestly, if you say you met in person, I'm going to be shocked, especially if you're gay.
Literally, especially if you're gay. I don't think I've ever had a gay friend who is like, oh, we met in person. Just at the store.
Right? What?
I don't fucking talk to anyone when I go to the store.
Honestly. Also, when it comes to hookup culture, one thing we've neglected to talk about is COVID.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole other layer. All of my sentiments so far have been hookup culture if COVID didn't exist.
Literally. Like
Grindr if COVID didn't exist. Grindr, while COVID is existing, I'm judging you for hooking up. I'm judging you for meeting up and hooking up with random strangers during a pandemic because I'm scared to even see my
three friends.
Sister or my brother. I'm not going to meet a random fucking stranger.
Literally. And then people are just like, just everybody and anybody.
Yeah, and, like, if you're hooking up with someone who you just started talking to on Grindr, they've hooked up with other people within the last week.
Yeah. Like, and you probably have, too. Like, that...
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whole other layer. Like, it used to just be like, oh, maybe that's the problem. Like, people would be like, oh, are you clean? And the person would be like, yes. And that's just, like, enough, you know? It's like, yeah, you're clean. Like, I believe you. Also, now it's like, are you clean? Yes. Do you have COVID? No. Okay, we're good to go.
Literally, are you COVID negative? You have no idea. How do you know?
There have been, like, on the gay meme Instagram and gays over COVID, there have been, like, Grindr profiles that say, like, got my first vaccine. Like, wow, I'm ready to jump back in.
Which That's is so not funny.
Good. Not good.
Yeah, I understand people being over COVID. I think everybody in the entire world is over COVID.
100%.
But I don't think now is the time to be hooking up.
Do you know about the gays over COVID account?
I think you showed me it when we were looking at Puerto Vallarta.
It's like shaming the gays that are over COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, Puerto Vallarta is how it first got big. Like, big. Like, when I started following it, it had 30K.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, the next day, it had 100K.
Jeez.
I was like, because holy fuck.
For those of you that don't know, the Puerto Vallarta incident is there was this party boat of gay guys in Puerto Vallarta and the boat sank.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's not the only thing. Yeah, there was that boat that sank, which is just so funny. Karma, sorry. And
no one died, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's karma, nonetheless.
I don't think anyone died.
But that was only an event that happened, like, that whole week. Like, there were so many
events
gays
going
to there. And the clubs are open down in...
Really?
Yeah, in Mexico, the clubs are open. And there were so many, like, packed nightclubs.
Jeez. Oh, I miss the clubs.
No masks. Which, on one hand, I'm, like, jealous that they're clubbing. But on the other hand, I would never...
Deeply
I could never, ever, 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 ever do that during this. I'm literally... scared. Like, I'm scared. So, and I just think it's so privileged too because it's these all mostly white gays, mostly like circuit gays, like muscular, douchey gays from Grindr.
They literally all look alike.
They literally all look like siblings. And
honestly, it's kind of funny.
And they all have enough money so they can fly down to Mexico, even though Mexico has said stay away. And, like, the states they're from have hospitals that are like full capacity. Like, there are guys from Los Angeles that gays over COVID exposes, and like LA County is at max capacity in hospitals, and they're saying like, please don't leave, like we can't take any more sick people who need to go into critical care.
Literally, it's a lot. Honestly, I thought when the pandemic began, like I was like, I kind of wonder how this is gonna, because everyone's like, oh, this pandemic's gonna reframe the way we work, the way we interact with people, like permanently.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I thought, oh, I wonder how it'll affect hooking up.
It hasn't affected it.
Literally.
It hasn't stopped during. It hasn't stopped during. Like,
people are still just like, yeah.
If Junction Gay Bar in Vancouver opened, it would be packed.
It would be full. If it was just open with no rules.
It would be packed.
And they told people, like, you shouldn't go here, it'd be full.
Yeah. Just crazy to me. Those gays in Mexico deserve to be exposed. And some of them are nurses. Like, that's what got me. Many of them are healthcare workers who get their vaccine and they're like, woohoo! Like, that's so fucked.
Once I get that vaccine, they better open the club. And I do think it is one thing that we brush over briefly is just the fact that all these guys, all in Speedos, just all looking the exact same.
Yeah.
How do you even know?
Like, being so douchey. Just so douchey.
Literally.
Those are the gays that are so annoying.
Like, yeah, you think we're annoying?
Yeah, why do people think that not masculine gays are annoying? It's the masculine gays that are so fucking annoying. Like, for real. All in Speedos looking the exact same.
Yeah, that's true.
And being racist. Blanket statement.
And, like, I wish I could be better at hookups because I feel like everybody kind of goes through a phase where they you know, meet a bunch of people and all that. Obviously, now is not the time, but...
Yeah.
I do envy that, even though I could.
But you can also do that without just having sex with people.
That's true. You know what I would love to do? I heard about this girl one time who went on a date, a first date every week for a year.
Oh, for a year?
Yeah, so she did 52 dates or something like that. Anyways, I was like, that sounds like fun.
Ideally. How do you find someone? How do you find that many people that want to go on a date with you?
An actual date. Oh. I also think the idea of a blind date is hilarious, and I once COVID's over, I really want someone to put me on a blind date.
A blind date, yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Like, I've been on a blind date.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it good?
No.
Oh, really?
We were both bottoms.
Yeah, of course.
Like, we were both bottoms.
Well, at least you made a friend.
And we were both so not masculine at all.
And it was
just And it was just, like, the vibe. Honestly, it was a nice time, like, friend-wise, but it was not a date. It was not a date, but it was supposed to be a date.
Oh, I miss dating.
And then the bill came. Oh, my God. And then the bill came where we were.
And you just, like, stared at each other?
And he just looked at me, and I was like, and so I paid the bill.
Where'd you go?
I paid the bill.
Did you really?
Yeah. I was, like, 18.
I always offer to pay, just because
I don't expect to be paid for. It was just a really awful date, and I thought we both understood that, and so I thought we would split the bill.
That's so funny.
Because why are we
you
here?
You should have just dined and dashed. Yeah, I think that's pretty much all I have to say about hookup culture for now.
Yeah, what did we cover? Drugs, racism, homophobia, Puerto Vallarta, COVID,
Grindr merch,
and some weird sense of community that Liam thinks is on Grindr.
I think so.
That's a really beautiful way to end our discussion on hookup culture.
Let's keep it positive.
If you're young and you want to join Grindr, my advice to you is
check it out once.
Don't check it out once.
Just check it out once.
It is a bottomless pit.
No. I mean, you gotta know.
I know, but that's the problem. I feel like 16-year-olds go on Grindr, they don't know.
It's not like meth. It's not like if we say just try meth once and see if you like it. It's like...
I wish I didn't go on Grindr as young as I did.
Me too. So yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say about hookup culture. We also have another thing to wrap up today. What song are you vibing with this week?
Working title. Absolutely, yeah. Working
Weird
title.
Weird Shit of the Week is permanent title.
I think.
But what song are you vibing with this week? Is it its own?
I didn't even agree to that. So.
What about just vibe off?
Okay, we'll talk about it after, actually. We're just going to give you a song that we've been enjoying for this week, or the past 2 weeks, I guess.
Yeah. So. Mine is Uckers by Shy Girl. It's a TikTok sound as well, and it goes, like she's just a woman screaming, and then she...
Yeah. Liam, why don't you explain your music taste to our listeners?
I like jazz.
Shut up. Your music taste is interesting.
My music taste is eclectic.
And that's what everyone says.
No. No one uses the word eclectic except me.
I say my music taste is eclectic, but I think mine truly is.
Mine is, I don't know, sometimes I listen to songs that I think are funny.
Yeah.
Sometimes I listen to songs that I think are just really cool.
A lot of, like, gay-ish sounding music. But, yeah. Like, weird.
A lot of weird pop music.
Yeah.
I also like, I don't know. I just have some cool stuff.
Yeah.
I just have some cool stuff.
Pre-drinking at Liam's house is always an interesting experience.
Yeah, I do have a lot of music people have not heard before.
I've added a lot of songs that you've played.
Thank you. I'm like a DJ.
So sorry, your song was called Uckers?
Uckers by Shy Girl. You should actually listen to it.
I'll listen to it. That screaming you did really sold me on it.
Yeah. I didn't want to do the full scream. It's more high-pitched than even what I did.
I think what you did is enough, and honestly, too much.
What's your song you're vibing with?
I just discovered this album, Not Your Muse, by Celeste. Like, I just discovered this a couple days ago. And these songs are all so good. I'm making my way through the album. But if I was to recommend a song, I would recommend Love Is Back.
Okay, can you give us a little descriptor of what it is? Like, give us a little...
It's just a chill. Like, she's very, like, Adele when she first started. Mm-hmm. Like Chasing Pavements Adele. Or she's got a kind of... Look it up. Know your references. She's got a kind of, like, Amy Winehouse vibe at the same time. And she's British, so sometimes her accent comes through, which I always appreciate.
So, like, a moody, deep...
It's like... But it goes from, like... Sort of like chill, a little jazzy vibe. Uh-huh. And then some songs get like really like funky.
Okay.
It's a good album so far.
Okay. Well, I don't think I gave a good vibe for Uckers by Shy Girl other than Woman Screaming. But it's got a nice, it's a definitely more of like a heavy beat, rap song, but it's a little poppy as well.
Yeah.
It's weird.
So if you're having a night of drinking, listen to Uckers. And then the next morning,
when you're feeling mellow,
listen to Celeste.
Yeah.
Also, I've been listening to a lot of Sophie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so sad.
Rest in peace, Sophie.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. We loved living inside your ear hole for a long time.
Yeah, that was our episode.
And if you can feel our hot breath.
Stop, Liam.
I hope you enjoy it.
Anyways, thank you for listening. You can find us on Instagram at twoservingspod, or you can email us if you have anything you want us to talk about at twoservingspod@gmail.com.
You can also call us at 911.
By Lady Gaga.
My biggest enemy is me.
Okay, bye. Bye. It's Chase again. If you would be oh so kind as to give us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcasts, we would be oh so appreciative. See you next time.